Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part. Because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Good Sentences, the podcast that's guaranteed to tickle your literary ear holes and make you wish you'd listened to dear old mom when she said to put down those lawn darts and learn how to read. And now, here are your hosts, neither of whom listened to dear old mom. This is Craig A. Hart and S.J. Varengo.
Hello there, everybody. Thanks for tuning back into Good Sentences. You know, a lot has happened since Scott and I were last with you. And we've kind of decided maybe, I'm sure we'll talk about writing because we really can't have a conversation without writing coming up eventually.
Sooner or later.
Yeah. But so much has happened, we thought we would just take today and just be a relaxed conversation, just a chat, maybe something to take your mind off of what's happening and not give you a lot of homework while we're doing it.
So I think the first thing we should talk about is all the bad things happening.
Right.
Since we want to take your mind off it, no?
Right. One thing that has happened, and I don't remember if we announced this on the show or not, but Scott and I were supposed to have an event that we were going to be both appearing at, the North Iowa Book Bash, and that was supposed to be on April 4th. We weren't there.
Nope.
And no, neither was anybody else, because they had to cancel it, and it's moved to, I believe, October sometime. So that was one of the early casualties of this whole thing, and one of the ones that struck home for me, because writing is a pretty solitary endeavor.
Right.
And once you get an opportunity to go out and meet people, especially at an event as respected as the Book Bash, it was a bit of a blow to me, I'll be honest.
Well, me as well, especially since this would have been my first, you know.
Yeah.
So I basically, I had everything in place. I shipped you 150,000 tons of books and ordered more, and I got some table swag made up and got my flight booked, and then surprise.
We even wrote a book and got it done in time, especially for this event. Yeah. I'm not sure anybody else can say that. We actually wrote a book timed to release with this event. So the book is still being released, by the way, April 14th,
yes,
Serenity Reborn, the best of the series, in my opinion, and in the opinion of some earlier viewers who have read it as well. But yeah, it's not going to be launched at the Book Bash, unfortunately. It'll just be launched online like everything else is happening these days. I saw a meme, one of the ones that I thought was pretty funny. It's like, we have now learned which of all those meetings could have just been an email after all.
Yeah, right.
The answer is most of them.
All of them. Right.
But yeah, so I mean, it has provided a lot of people with, hell, I'm trying to look on the bright side. I can't think of anything.
It's provided a lot of people with pain and coughing,
right,
and high fevers. And what can you say? I mean, you know, there's nothing to compare it to in our lifetime. It's not like,
right,
you say, well, this is pussified compared to the last pandemic. You
right
know, there's people dropping to the left and right, and you're just sitting there minding your own business, people dying all over. This one, you get a little fever, so what?
Right.
But it's not like that. We don't have that point of reference, and it is, you know, I'm sure there's a ton of people who are really scared.
Right.
I'm not one of those people. I don't get scared about a lot of things, because especially stuff outside my control.
What's the point, right?
Right. You know, you're wasting energy on something you can't do anything about. And I'm not going to say I've never been like that, but I've certainly learned over the years that that's not a real good investment of your energy.
Yeah, I think, you know, especially if you're talking about people who are in high-risk categories, I think it makes sense, like, to use common sense. But, yeah, you know, to sit around and, you know, and also, you know, follow guidelines of your local governments and states and all that about social distancing and just be responsible. But it doesn't do a lot of good just to sit around in your home and fret about it, you know. It's like,
right, sitting on your pile of toilet paper.
That's something that I never did understand. Like, this isn't a gastrointestinal
yeah
issue.
That I said that the minute that it started happening. It's like, don't they realize that if they catch this, basically all they're going to be able to do with all that toilet paper is blow their nose?
Right.
You know? Meanwhile, there's people with the runs that are just standing there crying.
The other thing, you know, people were buying bottled water, which made a little more sense, I guess. But to me, it's like, if we get to the point where our water system isn't working, we're going to have other things to worry about. I'm buying ammunition at that point, right?
Yeah. You know?
It was just insane. And it's tough to talk about this, you know, because I don't want to be accused of, and I'm not making light of it or not taking it seriously, because it is a serious thing, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, we have a shared friend who has the disease. You know, she's written about it on her blog. I'm talking about Angelique. I don't think she will mind us mentioning her in this context.
No, she's been public about it.
She's been public about it, but she her whole family essentially is positive. The four of them are holed up in their house and waiting to get through it. And good news is they all seem to be on the mend. But
it has taken them a while. I mean, it's not the common cold. I will say that, you know,
for sure.
And it is killing people, and that's, you know, it's difficult when it's something new like this. You don't really know what to do. Like, and I really do kind of feel for the people who are in charge, whether it's at the federal level or whether it's at the state level, because you're damned if you do, if you're damned if you don't. Like, if you go too far, people are like, you're panicking, you're whatever, right. You're restricting our freedoms. You don't do anything, then you get blamed when people get sick and die.
And the other thing, too, with this virus especially, is there's so much that we don't know about it yet.
Right, exactly.
And so what seemed to be the hard and fast truth yesterday might be looked at today. Well, maybe that's not quite the way we should go. So things are changing on a pretty constant basis, you know. Even now, I mean, the big changes, I feel like, probably for the most part, have already happened, you know, and all the non-essential businesses being shut down and the stay-at-home orders in the states that have it, which I think you guys still do not, or do you now?
No. Our governor is a holdout. And we're like one of five states.
Yeah. I think I saw her on the news yesterday talking about it and not sounding especially rational, but
from her point of view, I guess, you know, Iowa doesn't have a ton in comparison with a lot of other states.
Sure.
But my point of view would be like, let's stop it from happening, you know, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. I would hope that most Iowans are smarter than your governor and are just going to do it anyway.
Apparently, I mean, so far that seems to be the case, because we haven't, so far, you know, knock on wood.
Right.
So far, we haven't had a huge spike anywhere. And in Johnson County, our curve is already beginning to flatten a little bit.
That's good news.
But I mean, for me, when it's something unknown, I mean, just nip it in the bud.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
The faster we do all this stuff, the faster we can get rid of it and get back the hell to normal. You know?
Yeah, I agree with both of those versions.
But one thing I guess that it has provided with is writers, in theory, an excuse to write more. I will have to say that has not been the case with me. And that is unfortunate, because we have two amazing projects that kind of require my attention, because it's Scott and I are co-authoring these, and it's my turn on both.
Yeah. I actually pulled one back at one point. I was like, look, dude, I'm just going to throw a little more in here. Which, it really wasn't a reflection on you not doing it. That was more, holy shit, we should do this. So let me get this in here before he does anything.
You know? Right.
But it also, it helped that you hadn't really jumped in there right away.
Yeah.
So I had a little time to work. But then again, understandably too, as you have not been suffering from coronavirus, but you've been suffering pretty heavy.
Yeah, I don't know. I was never tested, so I don't know what the hell it was.
Yeah.
But it was, I don't think the symptoms weren't quite the same. Some lined up and some didn't. So I don't really know. It was bad, though, I will tell you that. And I'm still not completely over it. So there's been that. And then the other thing is, the kids have not been in school.
Right.
You know? So
right.
There's all that time in the morning where a lot of times I would use at least part of that to write, and I haven't been able to. And plus, they're getting really wound up from being cooped up in the house.
Oh, I'm sure.
So even the times when would normally be at home, they're crazier than usual, and it has not been conducive as one might have guessed, as I would have guessed. to produce your words. Like when I started to think about this stay at home, this lockdown, I was like, hey, you know, perfect writing time.
Yeah.
Has it quite worked out that way?
I actually have gotten a little bit of work done. Not nearly as much as I've had time to do, but yeah,
right.
I've done a little bit, but I'm not going to sit here and say, yeah, I'm one of those guys that took full advantage because I didn't either.
Well, there's something in the air too. You know, you kind of know things aren't normal. Like your subconscious is like, the world's going to hell.
Right.
It's sort of disquieting, and I can have, it's times like that I have issues focusing on something. Yeah. You know?
And I guess, you know, we're going to have to either get to the point where, depending on how things go, we say, all right, look, let's just pull our bootstraps up and get back to work. Or things are going to get better and we're, you know, going to be back in that environment that was conducive to us getting the work done before. Either way, we got to get the friggin' work done.
Man. Right. Right. No, I agree. And I want to.
You do. I know you're drooling.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, it's at some point it'll become the new normal or we'll get back to the old normal.
Yeah.
I prefer the old normal myself.
I'm a fan of the old, but then again, I'm getting old, so you know, right. That would make me a fan of me.
You're old people just don't want change.
Why we gotta have these novel viruses?
Give me good old viruses.
I like the nonfiction viruses myself. I'm a little offended about this in two ways, and I think I've written about this. One, naming a virus after a yummy Mexican beer is just patently wrong. Okay. And why does it have to be a novel virus? You know, right. We're writers, that kind of reflects on us.
Yeah, I think it's a subtle dig.
Just some other realm altogether. I mean, I know the word novel has been used for centuries to indicate something new, but I'm proposing we abandon that usage.
Right.
Now that it reflects poorly on us every time a new virus comes out. That's all I'm saying. Right. I'm just saying change the language to benefit Craig and I.
Exactly. No, it's not really that much to ask, to be honest. No. Anyway, speaking of writing, one thing that Scott and I considered talking about today was plot and kicking off a new series on plot. And I don't know that we'll necessarily do that today, but I think going forward that will be something. I mean, how can you run out of things to say about plot, I guess? I mean, that's...
Yeah. I took a few minutes earlier just to look at some quotes on the subject because I always feel like it's a good thing to check in with the other members of the club and see what they think about it, you know?
Yeah.
And that, without going into them, I'll save them for when we really dig in. But the interesting thing I saw was there are pretty sharply drawn battle lines in discussing this. Some writers don't have a high opinion of plot at all as a literary device, you know? Others, it's basically their centerpiece. And then there's people kind of in between, of course. It's going to be fun to look at the two camps on that. You know, I guess my introductory to the whole idea of plot is I've come to think of it as kind of like the scaffolding around the thing that is being worked on. So the plot isn't so much what I'm working on. It's what I'm using to work on the things I am working on. You know,
yeah.
I mean, think of it as a scaffolding. Think of scaffolding. Think of the images you saw after the Notre Dame fire when the church was surrounded by the scaffolding. Now, scaffolding is extremely important, and nothing that's going to happen to the church can happen without that, but it's the church that's going to end up, you know, being the focal point.
Yeah, the only issue I think I have with some people and their use of plot is when plot is used as a crutch to get them through the book, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually that happens at the expense of other things like character. And I don't know exactly what quotes you were looking at, but that may be part of, you know, part of the objection, you know, where it's a plot-driven book. That means it's, you know, lowbrow.
Well, I'll share one.
Yeah.
This one's one of my favorites, and it comes from a book that you and I end up referring to quite frequently, which is Stephen King's memoir On Writing.
Yeah.
Or one of his quotes in the book about that is, "Story is honorable and trustworthy. Plot is shifty and best kept under house arrest."
Right. In that context, like, plot would be a device and story is an art. Plot, formulaic, story, creative.
I'm really actually looking forward to when we dig into this because there's a couple of things I found that really get you thinking. There's some stuff that Ray Bradbury said about plot that's pretty cool. Who else? George R. R. Martin. I've got some of his thoughts on the topic. And then these are the folks that are more in line with Stephen King's idea of, you know, obviously you're going to need plot, but keep an eye on it.
Don't turn your back on plot.
Yeah, right.
It'll exactly. stab you. Well, it's such an easy thing to fall into because it makes the job easier.
Right,
you know?
Right. And I mean, when you and I talk back and forth when we're working, a lot of times we'll say, I don't know if I did much more than just advance the story a little bit in this chapter. And so that's plot. That's sort of a definition of plot. And it's running through everything we do. But when you and I are working, the chapters we're happiest are the ones where, of course, plot's there, but that's not what I want you to look at in this chapter.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm really curious about all the other quotes you found.
Well, then I've done my job. I've piqued your interest. Yeah, and like any good researcher, I got to about the sixth or so and said, yeah, this is good.
Right.
I can work with that.
I have a consensus, or I have a fair right. representation of right. all writers I from all times.
Well, the first list I went to had 120, so I should have at least gone to 10 and said, you know, I did almost 10%. But, yeah, another list I saw had 550 quotes on the topic, and I think I got through three on that list.
My wife, Kim, will occasionally do peer review of various papers that are being written mm-hmm. By other people in her field, and she got one, I think it was a few months ago now, but it was a study that had involved a sample size of, like, six people. Like, send it back. Like, no.
Yeah. That one we don't have to go too far into the details to think we might need to percolate this one a little longer, maybe.
So anyway, eventually things will calm down and get back to something resembling normality. You know, people aren't going to be able to stay cooped up in their homes forever. Until that time, that's the other good thing about podcasts. Like, well, Scott and I aren't even in the same room, even though
right.
it probably sounds like it.
We are 1,000 miles socially distanced from one another.
Yeah, we're not taking any chances.
Well, that's Division A championship social distancing right there. If they give out awards, I think we're definitely in the running.
6 feet? That's not nearly far enough for me.
6 feet, rookie?
You know, hopefully we can take advantage of the time to maybe put out a couple more podcasts and...
Yeah.
Anything we can do to help mm-hmm. people get through the monotony, I'm willing to do.
Oh, I think there's a book promotion going on right now.
Oh, right.
Features
one
of our books. I think it might be mine, actually.
Yep.
And I don't have any of the information to direct anybody to them, other than to say, if you go to Facebook and hunt down my author page, S.J. Varengo Author, you'll find a link to this wonderful promotion, which features 119 other authors as well.
Yep.
And you can have the first in their series, and it's a suspense book. So the first in the series of Cleanup Crew is, of course, Beauty of Bucharest, which is available, and 119 other books, which I will definitely admit right now I've scored a few of them myself. Something beautiful about a free book that all you have to do is sign up for someone's newsletter.
No,
you know?
I know it. And I do consider that free, by the way.
I got
a nasty gram from a reader. It's like, this isn't a free. I had to put my email in.
Yeah. And you only have so many of those to go around, right. So I can see you wanting to hold on to them.
All right. Well, it's been good. Thanks, everybody, for stopping in and hanging out with us during our time of isolation.
Yep.
We appreciate it. And we'll be back hopefully before too long with another episode. And until then, be well, be safe, and do some writing.
Bye.